Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
Well,
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your car to the
motor. What you gonna do?
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 You are tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just thank all of you that so graciously just support this program and you just continually to listen and be a part of, hallelujah, of God's, you know, just God's doctrine and what he has placed upon my heart to bring before his people. I hope and pray that all is well and continually to be well with you and yours in your family circle. Hallelujah. I just hope and pray that God will continually to answer your prayers that you place before the throne of grace. I just know that it's some of you that may be out there that's going through sadness at this time due to a loss of a loved one. Maybe you have family members that's in ICU. And then on the other hand, you might be going through a financial crisis. Whatever the case might be, I come to let you know that there is no problem that's too hard for our God to solve. He is the go-through man and the go-to man. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just make your request known. Go to God in sincerity. Hallelujah. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And as long as you are going before the throne of God in sincerity and in honesty, God will hear your humble cry. And I just thank you once again, those of you that's still up this early a.m. in the morning. Oh, I just thank God for you, you, and you. And you know, God says that he blessed those, hallelujah, that blesses others. And so when you're a blessing to this program and this ministry, you know, then you are blessing God as well. And God said that he blesses a cheerful giver. You said, well, Overseer Ward, I'm not giving anything. Well, yes, you are, because you're giving up your time. And so I just thank you so graciously, all of you, all my friends, all my colleagues, all of my kinship family, all of the saints of God, and you that, you know, that are guests. And I just thank God for every one of you, because it takes all of us to get God's job done successfully. And I just thank you once again for just so graciously continue to listen to this program. And so before, I'll be with you 90 minutes on the clock, and we will be going into a live program. But before we do that, I like to come across the airway and to acknowledge Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, and he's our soon coming Messiah. And I just want to acknowledge him before we go into our program on this morning. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart. We have sovereignty in your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we're coming from the four corners of this earth, north, south, east, and west. And God, we know that you have gone to prepare a place for those of us that are living according to your will and according to your way and according to your command. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue, God, to unify ourselves together as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, hallelujah, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take your praise. We'll give you all the glory. We won't take your glory, God. We'll give you your highest honor that's due unto you, God. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory. Hallelujah. And we will give you thanks for all that you do for your children, God. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm asking you to get out all your digital devices, your laptop, your computer, your desktop, your iPod, your iPhone, and whatever digital toys that you have at your disposal. I'm asking you to bring those aboard. Take your shoes off. Get comfortable. Get your latte. Get your OJ. Get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. And allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. And our sermon on this morning entitled Dictatorship. World orders coming to a city near you. And this is take two. So this is the second episode because the first one did not take. It was just like a blank tape. And I hate that so bad that I didn't get to suppress that. But, you know, I just thank God that, you know, I have such a love and a heart for God and God people until, you know, I'd rather do it again. And if it takes half of the morning to get it together, then so be it. Because, you know, what we do, only what we do for God is going to last. And so you might ask, Overseer Ward, how did you come by that title? Well, God gave me that title, and I think it's befitting for the time and the atmosphere in which we're living in today's world. Hallelujah. And so we know that Christians who endure hardship in serving the Lord, hallelujah, will never feel that way when they look back on their trials. And we know that it is true that all who desire to live godly lives in Jesus Christ, you are going to suffer persecution. And we know that in the law of 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us that Jesus told his disciples, he said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And in the law of Matthew 16:24, he also assured them that when he returned to earth, he will reward each according to his work. Verse 27. And so we know that God has already forewarned us of this taking place. He's already alerted us. So we don't have to be alarmed because God has already forewarned us. And he tell us that he give us warning before destruction. And we know that we're living in a society to where the wrong is the new right. And the right is the new wrong. So everything that we stand for now is going to be turned around in order to fix the way of man. And so, you know, I just thank God for being able to be at the right time and at the right place. I'm sorry, at the right place at the right time, because it's so essential and important, because sometimes God will enable you to get some information that otherwise you wouldn't have had, you know, the opportunity to get. But I just thank God because, you know, God is just so awesome. He's so wonderful. He's so kind, you know, and so loving and so thoughtful. So we just thank God because he just loves us unconditionally. He loves us to the point of death. God was the only spiritual being that could go to the cross, because going to the cross, you know, you had to meet certain criteria, and that was being without sin, without spot or blemish. So we know that we did not fit that description. Our parents did not fit those descriptions. So we know that Jesus was the only one. He was God's only begotten Son. He's the only one that was fit to go to the cross in our stead. And so if God gave his all, then certainly we can give him our all by serving him the remainder of our lives. And yes, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have challenges down here on earth. And you're going to be talked about. You're going to be scorned. And you're going to be laughed at. You're going to be talked down to. You're going to, you know, be looked down upon. But, you know, you just have to, in spite of, because we know that this is nothing compared to what our Savior went through. You know, they spit upon him. They stoned him. And they pierced him with a spear in his side and nails in his right and his left hands. And they placed both of his feet one upon the other. And then they drove great big old humongous nails from the top layer of his feet down to the flesh. Hallelujah. And so, you know, with that being said, this is just a drop in the bucket of what we are encountering today. But like I first stated, that God already warned us of this day. And I'm talking about dictatorship. I'm talking about that you soon will not have any rights, you know. You know, we can say we have the amendment rights, and that's to a certain extent. But in the meantime, it's going to be, Charlie in charge, whoever that might be. It would be one man that will call all the shots. And so each and every one that's under the sound of his breath will have to obey or suffer the consequences. And we know that we will have to go through trials and tribulations down here on earth, because the Bible tells us such. And so, but you know, like I said, this dictatorship, you know, we're having that going on right now. And so, you know, it's coming to a point to where our gas, the gas that we put in our automobile to get around town and the interstates and the streets and the avenues, will be, you know, it will be down to a minimum. And they will select the individuals whom will be able to get gas. And then your gas will be taxed. So, you know, that they call that a gas rationing. And then they also tell you that there is a website that you can go to, and you can tell them, you know, don't take my gas. I think .org or .gov. But at any rate, you know, this is what's going to be taking place and going to be at the center of attention. And it's not going to be long, because they're already talking about it. And so, you know, it behooves us to know what's going on in our world and around the world and around us. You know, not just getting up every day and just thank God that you're living, but also be involved of what's going on around the world. What's going on, you know, in up on Capitol Hill and up in the government sector. And so, and then there will also be... there will be personnel that will be detecting your driving behavior. So if you're driving erratic, then you will have some stiff penalties to pay for your erratic behavior. So, you know, you're wondering how they're going to do that. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they know how they're going to do it. They know how they're going to have that implemented in order to, you know, keep an eye on your driving. You know, because we know now that people just driving any kind of way, you know, that's driving reckless, you know, and they just run stop signs, red lights, you know, they speed, race, they're on the cell phone, they're fixing their hair, they're painting their nails, they're putting on their makeup, their eyeshadow, and their blush. All of this under a moving vehicle. And that is putting each and every one on the road, life at stake, life endangerment. But this is what, like I said, this is what dictatorship is going to be all about. It's going to be about telling you what to do, telling you the do's and don'ts, your do's and your don'ts is what I'm talking about. And it will be coming to a city near you. All you got to do is keep your eyes and ears open. Because it is certainly coming, just as sure as God sits upon his most holy throne. It is going to take place. And there also had in the news about young males and females, you know, sons and daughters, our sons and daughters, and that, you know, that are caring for the elderly. Mother, and ain't everybody got to be elderly. You can just be sick or, you know, injured with, you know, whatever, sickness that you have encountered. May it be, you know, a cancer or, you know, just a sickness that just will not go away. Well, they have said that, you know, that you will not be able to, you know, put this big load of weight on your son or daughter. You know, you won't be able to rely on them to take care of you. So they have appealed that they're going to put in place that they can give your mom or your dad that can just take them on out of here. And that way, that relieves you of, you know, the pressure. And, you know, they feel like the hardship that it brings about. You know, now when I heard that, I said, wow, you know, that was, you know, enough to make your hair stand on its end. But that is definitely what is going down. And your appliances, your refrigerator, your range will have to be, you know, that eco-efficient. And, you know, if you don't have one, right now, then they will have different department stores or what have you put in place where you can go and audit and might, you know, make monthly payments, but you will have to bring everything up in compliance with the code enforcer. And if not, then they will radio back and say, well, no, your house is not, you know, it's not up to par, up to speed, you know, with their rules and their regulations. And so you will have to do accordingly. This is what dictatorship I'm talking about. That's telling you the do's and the don'ts. Your do's and your don'ts. And so that's the reason for this sermon on this morning. Dictatorship, world's orders coming to a city near you. And this is take two, because this is the second sermon, because the first one did not, I didn't get any audio on it. But I just want you to, you know, this is just a hands up. This is a word to the wise, you know. So, you know, it behooves you to adhere. The Bible says that, you know, we should hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So we must hear, because they said, how can they hear without a preacher? And so, you know, it behooves us to listen and see what's going on around us, you know, because we know that this world is surely evolving and it's getting You know, it's just changing every day. Every day something different, something new, you know. And so we must just, you know, stay informed and pray where God can talk to us, you know. And if we're too busy all the time, then we're too busy, because we're too busy even for God. And God cannot talk to us when we are so busy with our itinerary that we don't have time to just sit and be still sometime and just listen to God talk to us and tell us what he wants us to know, you know. But that is where we're going. We're going in that dictatorship. That world order is coming to a city near you. And so, you know, I just thank God, you know, that, you know, those of us that stands, you know, you stand for Christ, you stand on the foundation of Jesus Christ, you're standing on the word of God, you're standing on a solid rock of a solid rock salvation. And so we know that God says that those who die for the sake of the gospel is going to live and reign with me forever. So you don't have to worry about what a person can do to the outer soul or the outer shell, you know, because you know that if you cook, you can get scalded with grease. We know that you can cut your hand with a knife or, you know, with a sharp object. And so you can get cut, you can get stabbed, you can get shot. There's a numerous of things that can hurt, you know, your body. But God said, don't worry about what can happen to the body. It's your soul that God is after. It's your soul that God is interested in. It's your soul that God do not want lost. So don't let man sell you out and tell you, you know, if you don't do this, then I'm going to do that. You stand on the word of God. If God's word was good 2,000 years ago, guess what? It is good right now. It is good right now, and it stand firm. God said that he is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. So God let us know that before one jot, J-O-T, of his word, come back V-O-D, that's void, heaven and earth is going to just demolish itself off of the face of this earth. So we know that God's word is not going to return back a lie. God's word is going to go, and it's going to go and get what God intended for it to get. Whatever God sent it to do, that's what it's going to go and accomplish. So don't be sold out, you know, to get a carton of milk, a box of cereals, or a T-bone steak, you know, or buy a car, or a home, or get a loan. Don't be a sellout. Stand up for God, because God stood up for you and I. And so those of you that think that, you know, it's such a harsh reality for us to die, how can we be more greater than God? We can't be any greater than God. Because if God died for us, we cannot say, you know, well, I can't die for God, you know. Because that is putting yourself ahead of God, and you can't not do that. God is the great I am. He is the beginning. He said that before the world begun, it was I am. So God is the first, and he is the last. And besides him, there is none other. So just hold on to your faith. Hold on to your belief. Because we know that everything in this world is going under. It's going to vanish. All the gold, all the diamonds, all the crystals. All of that is just temporary, and it's going to turn back to dust eventually. God made it. God knows it's, I guess, the history of it, if you want to say. God knows, you know, the ingredients that it took to bring that about into reality, to make gold shine, to make it beautiful and to make it pleasing and appealing to the eye. God knows all about it, because he is the one that created everything. He created the currency. He created the money. He created the houses. He created the land. He created the mountains, the sea, the streams, the dells, the valley. God created the stars. God created the moon, the sun, the hemisphere. And God put it all in place with just three words. Let there be. Let there be. And so it was. And so, you know, don't get twisted in what the world has to offer, because it's all temporary. It has no guarantee eternity that go along with it. You know? And so you have a choice, because God gave you a choice in the matter. God said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Well, we know you can't serve God and mammon all at the same time. And then we also know that Satan, the Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we know that Satan is a home wrecker. He come out to seek and to search out whom he may devour. That means whom he may destroy. You know, he don't care about how many years you've been married. You have 50, 60 years under your belt of marital bliss. He could care less if you divorce the next second. He could care less. He don't care nothing about you being happily married. He would rather you to be in a divorce court, you know. That's the way he operates. He don't operate in nothing good. Everything he has is bad, you know, and it comes back to haunt you. So only what God, we do for God, will last, will make a difference, will determine where we will spend eternity. So God is not going to pull you by your toupee. He's not going to pull you by your braids. He's not going to pull you by your wig. He is not going to pull you by your shirt tail, your collar, your dress tail. He's not going to drag you to heaven. He gives you a choice. He says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. So we know that in this time in which we're living, we know that we just begun, look like only days ago, 2015. But we're almost now over the middle. We're over the middle month of this year. And we're almost about to wrap this year up. So we know that time is not waiting on anyone. So we know that if you're going to choose who you're going to serve, you must make a wise decision and you must make it speedily, because you don't know where death is. You don't know when death lies or not at your door. But God says, stay ready. So we got to stay ready. We got to keep our breastplate of righteousness on. We got to stand up like soldiers. And God said to endure hardness as a good soldier, a true soldier of Jesus Christ. So we know that you're going to have to be able to stand against the wiles of the dark age. And we know that God will never leave us or never forsake us. God said, I will be with you to the end of the earth. God's word declared that we will go through trials and tribulations. Yes, we will. It's no way around it. It's no way around it. We're going to go through trials and tribulations, but God let us know, and he encouraged us, and he tell us, but I will deliver you from them all. All you got to do, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in me. Because in my house is many mansions. If it wasn't not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, ye may be also. Hallelujah. So God has gone to prepare a place for those of us that are living according to his will, according to his way, and according to his command. You have a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but is built by the hand of God. The wind and the wave is not going to come and knock your house down, because it's built by the hand of God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that don't put all your treasure, you know, up where thieves can break in and steal and rob, and moth can come in and eat away at your meats, eat away at your garments. Thieves can come in and take your 24-carat gold ring, your 48 diamond carat pearl necklace, you know, and your just your finest jewelry, your finest, you know, attire. God says that lay that up in heaven, because we know that up in heaven there's not going to be any thieves, there's not going to be any moth. Thieves will not be able to come to heaven, because there would be no place for thieves there. So I would just encourage you on tonight, those of you that have not made God your choice, today is the day of salvation. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open up and let him in? Will you let him take center stage in your heart tonight? Hallelujah, because we know that, like I said, time is of an essence. It is time to know where you will spend eternity. You can either spend eternity, everlasting joy, or everlasting darkness with fire and brimstone, the Bible tells us. So, you know, don't be deterred by what you will be encountering. You know, because we know that God has already, like I first stated, God has already warned us of this was coming. So don't be alarmed, you know. Don't let it upset you. But you just remain focused, remain faithful to God. And God is going to remain faithful to you. So we're going to read a little bit more, and then I'm going to end this program. Hallelujah. So we know, like I said, that Christians who endure hardship and serve the Lord would never feel that way when they look back on their trials. It's true that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And we know that Jesus told his disciples, he said that if anyone desire to come after me, so if you want to follow Jesus, Jesus let us know that if you desire to come after me, then you must deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He said in the law of Matthew 16 and 24, he assured them that when he returned to earth, he would bind that demon that's trying to tangle up my tongue. But he will reward each according to his works. Paul tells us that our suffering for Christ is unworthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you and I. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 8 and 18. And Peter told us, he said, to rejoice to the extent that you are partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly joy. 1 Peter 4 and 13. And I want to just encourage you believers who endure hardness and hardship for Jesus Christ. You can count it a privilege to be identified with our Savior's suffering, for in him brings a sure reward. God assures us there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. God said whoever lose their life for the sake of the gospel, in other words, for my sake, for standing up for me, you will reign, meaning live. You will live and reign with me forever and ever throughout eternity. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life and trials will seem so small when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will be erased. Hallelujah. So bravely, my friend, my sister, my brother, run the race till we see Christ. Because we know that serving the Lord is an investment with eternal dividends. Hallelujah. And I know that
Jesus also alerts us about this dictatorship, and he has a name for this dictator. This dictator, he says, has anyone seen Haman? He said, watch out, because Haman is walking our land today in our today's world. God says that he's not the same man who tried to get Queen Esther and her people to kill. He said he's not the one who decreed that all the boy babies should be killed in the time of Jesus. That scripture reading can be discovered in the law of Matthew 2 and 16. God said, no, Haman has a different name and face. But God let us know, said that his game is still the same. Killing and stealing and destroying. So just think about what I just told you. Who our adversary is and what his MO is. We know that today you can find him among the politicians. Hallelujah. Cutting funding for job training, while enticing our leaders to increase subsidies for selected businesses and industries. You can find him in the halls of education, predicting who will be academically proficient based on their gender and the color of their skin. You can find him in our communities everywhere, marching under the First Amendment, protecting with hoods covering their heads and faces, trying to intimidate us as children and people of God. Hallelujah. God said that Haman looks, but his goal still the same, to harm us, God's people. So we must fight our contemporary Hamans, letting them know that the Lord is faithful to support you and I, strengthen you and I, and protect us from them. The Lord might tarry for a while, but he is not pleased with bigotry. He is not pleased with hatred. He is not pleased with violence. It may seem like the enemy is making progress, but I'm here to let you know, but we shall not lose heart. God will defend you and I. He will protect you and I. He will also preserve you and I as his people. Hallelujah. As we go forward and march on in glory with faith and confidence, dressed in the whole armor of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 on down through 18 verse. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. The God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to encourage your spirit and uplift your heart. Until we meet again, cross these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. Be blessed, children of God. I love you. God love you more. Bye for now. We're up for Hymns of Zion next. Be blessed.
Somebody needs to hear this right here. feel this right here. It's gonna be a good one. Thank you. can't believe I'm still holding on. Been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light.
Oh, the day it comes to Let me talk to you for a second.